Great to see friendly faces again this morning. Matthew, I want to go to chapter 6, please. The scripture says, now this is a familiar area of scripture, but just kind of pick up on what it's saying here. Chapter 6, and I want to begin here in verse 25. Here's what the scripture says. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more than they? Then if you'll drop down to verse 32, the scripture says, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of, that ye have need of all these things. Look up here. So, isn't that funny? All of us this morning destroyed that verse. Those verses are just getting ready for church, right? Oh, this old thing, am I going to have to wear this again? And what are we going to eat? Come on, kids, hurry up, get in the car. So I'm just saying to you, now, here's where we're going this morning. How many of you know we do fret a lot about stuff? And kind of silly stuff, really, you know? Does this match? I'll do this to my wife. I'll say, hun, does this tie? Which one of these two ties? She'll choose. She'll come to me. She'll say, this earring or this earring? I said, just wear it like that. No, they don't match. You know what I'm saying. How many of you know we spend a lot of time thinking about that kind of stuff? Now, I'm zeroing in this morning on two words. And this really prompted the Lord moving us in this direction. You know, this is going to be family week and husbands and wives relationships and raising kids and all that kind of stuff. So what I have seen over the years is a failure to understand two specific words that we're going to look at this morning. I've seen that do more damage to families than you can imagine. So I want to kind of look at those two words. Let's talk about it and see what kind of confusion it causes. So the scripture is telling us this morning to give no thought. Stop being so concerned about certain things. Stop worrying about certain things. And do you know what affects the chemistry of the family? Or really, what is the chemistry of the family? It's how people are getting along together, see? And I just have seen two words that really has helped us. So I want to go to the first one with you, please. Go with me to 1 Peter. Pardon me. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, here's where we're going to find the first word. The scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, look what it says, one little verse, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, what do you think the word is there? Care. Casting, the Bible tells us, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So, what is a care? Oh, worry? Is that what you said? Worry? Yeah. Anxiety? Fear? You know? So now I want you to go to the other word. We're going to plug this in right from the very beginning. And that's in Galatians. Galatians chapter 6. So one word we're going to look at is care. And then in Galatians chapter 6 is going to show us the second word. And how do those things fit together in a family structure is kind of what we're looking at. So in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. You know, I just want to get there. And Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Now here's what the Bible says. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, what's the key word there? Burdens. Now, look what it says, though. Verse 3. For if a man think of himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. Verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. Well, when I first read that, those areas of Scripture, I thought, is that a contradiction? Whoa! Did I finally find a contradiction in the Bible? Now, how many of you know? It's just not in there. Okay. So I knew this couldn't be a contradiction, but here's what it says. Now look, verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. But verse 5 says what? But every man must bear his own burdens. Okay, Lord, now kind of which is it? I mean, bear ye one another's burdens. Now this is important because this is a whole chemistry of a family structure. But every man must bear his own burdens. Well, there must be something here. And then what's the difference between a care and a burden? Okay, let's figure that out first. A care is something that you don't have any control over. A care is, wow, they're laying off a lot of people right now in the United States of America. I hope I'm not going to be laid off. Are you hearing me? Now, a care is a fear or a worry about something that may happen in the future. I remember years I pastored, I had a sweet family. Actually, one of our secretaries in the church, and her husband worked for TWA. And every year, Kansas City, Missouri, every year, about a certain time of the year, the big rumor went out throughout the TWA employees that they're going to move TWA, Trans World Airlines, from Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, down to Texas. And a terrific fella, he'd come knock on my door, make an appointment. He'd say, Pastor, do you have time to talk? Every year, 18 years in a row, we had this conversation. And it was all about, they're saying they were going to be transferred. He said, you know, our children are in the Christian school. We love this church. I don't want to leave. I don't want to move. See? And now, you know what his problem was? What was it? Care. A care is something you're worried about, afraid of, might happen. Some down in, we're in the road. Sorry, a little private joke. Can you have your own private jokes? Okay. It was private, by the way, so I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it was funny. So we went through that whole thing, and I said, well, now, Brother Dave, you know now that a care, what are you supposed to do with cares, by the way? Cast your care upon the Lord because he cares for you. A care is something you don't have any control over. There is somebody who has control over everything. Who is that? Sure, the Lord. So you cast your care upon him, knowing that he cares for you, and he'll be able to work this thing out okay. So I'm just saying to you, care is something that will really start tearing up family structures, and I'll show you how that works in a minute. Now, what's the difference between a care and a burden? Well, in Galatians here, that whole, it looks like a contradiction, you know. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law, but every man must bear his own burden. Well, which is it, Lord? It's both. And this particular area of Scripture comes from an interesting custom that they had in the Holy Land area. Now, we've been over there and we've seen this. Have you ever been to an open-air market? Sometimes you'll be in a country or something. Well, over there, they still have open-air markets. So here's the foundation understanding for bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, but every man must bear his own burdens. So when they would go to the outdoor market, like Walmart with no roof, and they would have all the meat and the vegetables and all that stuff hanging up, flies and whatever. Well, as they got close to the market, all the livestock, there was a certain, you know, in the Jewish kosher thing, you have to stay a certain distance from unclean animals and the clean stuff you can eat. So they would park their stuff like we do. We go to Walmart. You go to a grocery store, park your car out in the lot. You walk inside. And so here was one of their interesting customs. So you did your shopping. Now, today we take a grocery cart. Fill that stuff up, push it easily through, check out, and out to your car, put it in the trunk. Well, back there, they didn't have the carts, so they had what they called porters. You know what a porter is? Like if you ever went to a fancy hotel, and we never have, but you don't have to do anything with your bags. The porter will come to get all your bags, take it up to your room and all that stuff. And, you know, they have carts and things. But so back then, they would have porters. And the porters would start gathering up all the stuff that you've bought. And have you ever seen how big of a pile of bundle stuff that they can tote around on there? So they on their head, up here on their shoulders, and here they go. Well, in that hot climate over there, in the middle of the day, this porter starts feeling the heat of the sun, and it kind of gets exhausted. The porters in the land there, they had a custom, and here was the custom, everybody knew it, that they could walk up to somebody and say, bend the back. Well, here, let me show you. Brother, here, come here, help me, sir. So I'm the porter, and I'm trying to make my way out to the camels and the donkeys and stuff like that, and I'm feeling the weight of this and exhausted, and I would say, bend the back. Now, you point to somebody, it was the custom, and they would do this. So you do that. Bend the back. Put your hands here on your knees, because you got some weight coming your way. See? So then the porter would come over, and here's what he would do. Catch this? So he's helping me here for a bit, but here's the deal. He has to. Did you get that? Good picture? Okay. So, but then the porter, pretty soon, you're going to use that, aren't you? I can tell what, yeah. Brother, you got some stuff coming your way, I'm just saying to you. 30 years. you already know, don't you? So here's what I'm saying. So then the porter, he rests, he spells himself a little bit, and then leaves. Okay, now thank you. Here's, and then all of a sudden you see, oh, these two verses really come together. In other words, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. But every man must bear his own burdens. The difference between a burden and a care is something you don't have any control over. How many of you voted in the previous election? How many of you voted in the election before that? Talk about cares. I'm trying to figure out what in the world is happening to America. You see what I mean? But you know what my problem is? That one little vote, guess what? Apparently it didn't do anything. And pray and worry and frustrated and see the way everything is going. You see what I mean? Now, you can grow ulcers. You can have migraine headaches unless you obey the scripture. Cast all your care upon him because, first of all, you can't do anything about it. You don't have any control over it. But he does. See? A burden, now catch this, a burden is something that belongs to you. It's something that God has given to you to carry. So, got a Bible college in our church, and so this young fellow, John Hooskamp, came to our Bible college. Now, John, he walked like this. And he kind of had a speech impediment. And so, first day at college, I greeted him, met him. I said, my name's Tom Suter. He said, Brother Suter, my name is John. I said, John, nice to have you. And this is just kind of how I am. I said, now, John, I notice you walk a little different. What happened, John? By the way, you know the truth is, most of the time, people want to talk about that. You know, to try to pretend that, you know, that you're not walking different. And he said, well, Brother Souter, when I was born, it was a hard labor and I had a stroke. So it kind of, so to say, messed up one side of his body. And I said, all of a sudden I'm standing there talking to him, and I thought, my word. Now, we're talking about cares, something you don't have any control over, and a burden is something you do have control over. It belongs to you. It's the thing you're supposed to carry in life. See, now here's the deal. You try to borrow somebody else's burden, to you it becomes a care, and you'll get frustrated. And so I asked John this. I said, I just had this thought come through my mind like this. I said, well, John, how did you learn to tie your shoes? And then I had another thought. Like, how did you, little kid, how did you learn to put your pants on? And he said, Bro, Souter, I had a good mom and dad. I said, well, what do you mean? Did they help you? No. Here's what they said. They said, now, John, God has allowed this to happen, and this is something that you'll have to learn to live with. And so let us make a couple of suggestions. And so you pull your pants up, you lean up against the wall, and then you slide your belt through here. And he said, and then you buckle it. Okay, now you're good. Now think about it. Here's what I'm going to say to you. God has given some of our kids burdens. You know, like one of our little girls, and maybe you girls can understand this, math was as close to the Antichrist as she had ever experienced. And I mean, you know, just, I mean, and then she was born with dyslexia. And that means, you know, you're reading and it's easy to flip letters. A D becomes a B becomes, and that's kind of tough because bad becomes dad and dad becomes bad. And it just kind of gets all confusing, see? Now, here's the thing you have to be careful of. If you have someone in your family that struggles with some things, now you can, here's the problem. You can, what do I want to say, overprotect them to the point where their burden, that really belongs to them, that God will give them the grace to carry it, their burden becomes a care for you, and you get migraine headaches, you get frustrated, you're out of sorts. All that one little kid gets all the attention and you forget all your other responsibilities. Are you picking up on what I'm saying here? Now, I'm just saying to you, a burden is something that God gives you and it's yours. If you'll carry your burden, it'll always turn into character. So John, bless his heart, so he gets a job, single kid, gets a job across the street at the Fairway grocery store. And, you know, I wasn't sure they would even hire him. They hired him. And he would go in early, one arm, and they just got him doing the same thing, stocking shelves, you know, stuff like that. He did such a good job. He was there a few months, and they came to him and said, John, would you be willing to help some of the new people that we're hiring learn how to stock shelves? I'd be glad to. And now all of a sudden, here's John. And he's stocking shelves and then teaching other people how to stock shelves. He's coming in on time or before. He's staying later if he needs to. Then they came to him and they said, John, now, where did you come from? He said, well, I came from Illinois. No, I mean, where do you live here in the area? Well, we go to church. I go to church right across. I'm in the Bible college. And here's what they said. They said, is there any other kids like you in that church and college? we would like to hire as many people like you as we can. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, John accepted his burden. And when you accept your burden, then it becomes a character building thing, see? Actually, John became so good at learning how to cut corners. And wouldn't you know it, now I'm kind of thinking, okay, in real life, usually in Bible college, some college, you find a life partner. And I'm thinking, I'm not sure if that's going to happen for John. And wouldn't you know it, here's a little redhead gal in Bible college. And somehow or another, they meet, click together, get married. I don't know, how many kids do they have now? Three. And probably fourth somewhere on the way. All I'm saying to you is, and to watch him with his children is marvelous. He loves those little kids. They love him. They don't know that their daddy has a little issue. You know why? They don't care. Now, so here's all I'm trying to say to you. A care is something you don't have any control over. Parents, you don't have to raise your hand because your kids may be in here, but have you ever spent sleepless nights over that one little kid that lives at your house that you've thought about many times maybe adopting out somewhere? And I mean, it'll drive you crazy. No sleep. Now, here's what I'm saying to you. Now, you may not realize it, but you're kind of violating Scripture. See? And you know what we do? We even violate even worse. So we bail them out financially because they're making wrong decisions. We go over here and we try to do this for them, and we help them with this and help them with that. And you're just prolonging the process. Stop bailing them out of their burden. Their burden belongs to them. See, God's given it to them. Or they're kind of causing their own. All I'm trying to say to you is, you've got to be careful. So we baby them, we bail them out, and actually we're violating Scripture. Now, you will have to, from time to time, bend the back as a parent. Actually, you almost feel like your life is just nothing more than being walking around stooped over. But I'm just saying to you, be careful. Internally, don't carry that burden of theirs. Bend the back. Mom, Dad, I don't know what to do, such and such. Okay, now bend the back. Give them counsel. Help them. Give them instruction. How many of you know they don't always accept the instruction? How many know that seldom do they hear it for the first time? Okay, but now if you're not careful, then you're going to make things even worse. Now this is family chemistry here is what I'm talking about, see? And if we're not careful, we will violate Scripture. We accept all their burdens, and we don't have any control over it. How many of you know you don't? Raising kids is kind of like herding cats. Have you ever tried that? Unless you tie them all together, they scatter. So I'm trying to say to you a simple thing. A burden is something that belongs to you. So our little daughter Jenny, bless her heart, tough thing. She could read, but not with comprehension. And she could read pretty good with pronunciation and stuff like that. But then I would ask her, I'd say, two or three sentences. Now, honey, what is that you just read? Dad, I don't know. See? And before I understood the balance here, then I'd say, what? Isn't it terrible how we are? How many of you know, as parents, we can make a lot of mistakes growing up, raising kids? And I'd say, I just don't think you're really paying attention. I don't think you're listening. Then we had her tested about the third grade, and discovered she had dyslexia. She was born with it. Okay, now then all of a sudden, we began to realize, okay, so now this is a burden that she was born with, and that's got to be her burden. And we'll help her and coach her and teach her what we can, but the truth of the matter is, she's got to carry that. If we try to carry that for her, what does it become? A care. And a care is something you don't have any control over. How many times would I like to have done brain surgery on her while she was asleep? If I knew what to do? And corrected some wiring so she would be, quote, normal. By the way, do you know anybody that's normal? Now, think about this. How many of you are married? Okay. You know the person you married is not really normal. Not compared to you. How many of you know that opposites attract? You take two magnets, a north and a south, come together, opposites attract, but likes repel. Two north poles, poof, see? So you know you married somebody the opposite, because the scripture says that a false balance is an abomination of the Lord. So the Lord tries to put two people together that are different. A man does not think like a woman. How many of you got that figured out? All of us guys. And we're still trying to figure out how that thinking process is. But here's the key I'm saying to you. God puts two opposites together to get a better balance. You can't get your wife to look and think like you. Look at life situations like you. Wives, you can't get your husbands to see things the way you see it. It just doesn't work. Now, all I'm trying to say to you is, burden is something that God gives to you, and if you'll accept the responsibility, carry it, it makes you unique, and you'll build a lot of character. A care is something that belongs to somebody else, and you can't do anything about it. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Does that make sense? So, I want to show you what it looks like when a person is some of the characteristics of and things that cause a care. Wanting to change something that may or may not be happening. Like here's where cares come in. Okay, I had the tests with the doctor, went through all the tests, and he said, we'll know in about 3 weeks if I have cancer or not. Now, do you know what you've just set yourself up for? 3 weeks of cares. Now, how many moms here? Okay. So, look back and remember your first one. First little baby. It's all new to you. And growing in the womb. You probably never even told anybody. But at night, you feel some movement. And you know what you do secretly? You say, Is my little baby okay? And you worry about this. What if my little baby is growing a club foot? It's kind of twisted. What if my baby is born with a cleft palate? How many of you know what I'm talking about here? You're new to this. You worry about it. Now catch this. See, that's a care. Can you do anything about it? No. So, and then all of a sudden they're born and guess what? Okay, maybe there is a little, quote, deformity. Then guess what? All right, it's okay. Now that becomes a burden. You'll have to give some special assistance, but if you let that burden become your burden, somebody else's burden, then it becomes a care and you don't have any control over it. So we're always worrying about it. Now worry is assuming a responsibility that God never intended you to have. And I did a lot of that in the last 4 years. Can I be real frank with you? It's pitiful. True confessions. I kept thinking, boy, what could we do here? Maybe we could do this. Maybe we could do that. Well, if you can do something, okay, that's great. But the truth of the matter is, a care is something you don't have any control over. So what are you supposed to do? Take that care. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. The chemistry in a family, if you're not understanding the difference between care and a burden, I'm just telling you now, will cripple the spirit and the chemistry of your whole entire family. Another cause is wanting to change something or the timing of something. You know? We counseled a lady, and bless her heart, her and her husband loved each other all those years. Growing up, raising kids, empty nests, getting ready to retire. She was going to retire 1 year after he did. And they had this bucket list, Christian couple, sweet folks, bucket list of things they're going to finally get to do. Guess what? He dies before she retired. Now, what do you think we had to counsel her about? Now, you can always tell if you're carrying a pile of cares. Catch this now. This will show you two things. Two things that reveal to you that you're carrying cares instead of a burden. One is anger. She was so... Who do you think she was angry at? Her husband. Why did he do this to me? As if he had a choice. When the heart attack comes, what happens? The heart attack comes. He wouldn't have chosen that. See, here's the deal. She didn't want to accept the new burden. Is really what it was. Deborah and I, we lost our first spouses in death. And we've been married 23 years. That was a real transition to go through. I'm just telling you. You know, very difficult. But here's the deal. If you get stuck in the middle of a transition, then it's kind of like you're in a rowboat with one oar. Have you ever tried doing that? If you're just rowing with one oar, what happens really? You don't really go anywhere. You're just going around in circles, see? So what's the cure for this whole thing? I think I'll just kind of conclude here with maybe an illustration that really helped. So I'm pastoring, big church, busy, Christian school, staff, the whole thing. And so I get a call from Martha. The secretary said, Pastor Martha is on the phone. Oh, hi, Martha. I was so busy, but I just kind of catch the phone call in between. And she said, well, Pastor, I didn't want you to hear it secondhand, but she said, I have already called. It was kind of like early in the morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I have called and set up an appointment. I'm checking myself in today at Tri-County Mental Health Center at 4 o'clock. Oh, I said, really? I said, well, I'm really sorry to hear that. Now, here's the thing. I didn't really have time to go into a whole big counseling thing. But see, here's the... I hope you'll understand this. I think Brother Barlow will understand this easily. In a church and you're a pastor, you've got more things going on than you'll ever imagine in your life. But you have to be careful. If you start collecting all of the burdens of all the people, catch this, then they become cares to you. You don't have any control over it. I mean, did I have really any control over whether she's going to check herself in at the psych ward? No. So I said, well, Dorothy, I'm sorry to hear that. I said, but could I make a suggestion here before we hang up? Cordless phone. Would you walk into the kitchen? And so I could hear, walking. I said, wouldn't it be nice that for you to get maybe all the dishes done before you check yourself in, so that when your husband comes home and the kids come home from school, then at least they'll have, you know, kind of clean dishes. It was real quiet on the phone. She said, how did you know that I've got the kitchen's a mess? I said, well, now I really didn't, but here, catch this now. You see, when you stop accepting your burden and you stop accepting your responsibility, catch this now, everything starts falling apart around you. You don't care about your responsibility here. You don't care about your duty here. You don't care about your burden here. Does that make sense to you? And I said, so would you do this? Would you give me a call back as soon as you get the dishes clean? Yes, Pastor. And Dorothy, I'll be praying for you. Oh, thank you, Pastor. So I get a call back. I don't know, maybe 10, 11. And I told the secretary, now if Dorothy calls, just put me through. So I was with someone. I said, excuse me a second. Stepped out, took the phone. And I said, thank you so much for doing that. I said, hey, I wonder if I could ask you to do one more thing. Is your laundry room in the basement? Yes, Pastor, it is. Could you take your phone down there? Now, are you hearing what I'm saying here? So she took the phone downstairs, and I said, how does the laundry look? Oh, she said. I said, wouldn't you think it'd be nice? Because, you know, I don't know how long you'll be in there. Wouldn't it be nice for you to get some clothes clean, throw a couple loads in, you know, the kids and your husband come home, they have, I could do that. I said, okay, now call me back as soon as you get that finished. Now catch this. So I get a call back about 3 o'clock, and she's checking in at 4. See, I want you to see how this works. You see, if it's your responsibility, if it's your burden, accept your responsibility. Don't check out on emotional vacation. If you do, then there'll never be a maturity level that God wants to get you to. So she calls me back, 3 o'clock. Pastor, laundry got several loads done here. And I said, well, I wonder if I could ask you to do one more time. She said, you know, Pastor, I don't think I'll have time to do it. I'm already starting supper. I don't want my family to come home with no food. I've already started supper. And she said, now what I'm going to do is call Tri-County Mental Health Center and cancel my appointment. I don't have time for this. Are you picking up? Now look, here. Simple thing. Catch this. She accepted responsibility. One last verse, 1 Peter chapter 5. I want you to see how important this is. Remember, that was kind of the ones we started with, 1 Peter chapter 5. You look at these verses in context, and that's always very important. Verse 7, 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Look at the next verse, right in context. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now look, it's almost like this. Do you know what a dog whistle is? You blow a dog whistle, you and I can't hear it, our ears can't pick up on that. All the dogs around can. They'll come scratching on the door, barking and stuff. Now, when you're functioning under a lot of care, a care is assuming a responsibility that God never intended for you to have. When you're functioning under a lot of care, oh, I've just got to protect this one little kid so they don't make a mistake. He's going to make a mistake. I would much rather they make a mistake under your own roof than get out on their own, you know. Let them splat a few times. You and I have made mistakes. You know how it's a great teacher. So it's like blowing a demon whistle. Apparently, if you're not casting your care upon the Lord because he cares for you, then Satan and the demons, they're listening. Wait a minute. Somebody's blowing a whistle. They're wanting us to come. They're wanting us to come to them. Because now you're giving a legal right for the invisible world to step in and start destroying you. Make sense? Okay. Bend the back. Yeah, you got to do that. To church members, preacher has to bend the back. But here's the deal. If it doesn't belong to you, when you finished helping, counseling, whatever, then let them carry their burden on down the road. I think we're finished. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love, for your instruction. Please help us not to let these things tear up the chemistry of our family. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.